Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like rope burn at a tug-of-war contest, baby. And it is the greatest day of your life, Thursday, January 23rd. And we are right here like we are every single Thursday, 1 o'clock on 1520 AM WCHE. Watch, Ken, pump that up, baby. Pump it up. Rock me. I love it. Yo, phone lines are wide open, you beautiful, bright-eyed little June bugs out there at 610-701-9243. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope everybody's having a great week, a great January. I know I am. I'm your host again. Like I said, Mark Hayford. It's Mark with a C because my mom and dad wanted to torture me every time I'd go to Starbucks my entire life, and they'd spell it with a K, and you email me wrong. It's a whole other thing. So speaking of that, I want you to connect with me on all of your social media platforms. That's Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything you want. Okay? So hook me up out there, and I will connect with you. Check out my website. Yo, it's Mark Hayford. Yes, Mark with a C. MarkHayford.com. And you could get, I'd say go get one or the other. Hey, a successful person says both. Go get both of my number one books, okay? Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. You guys can DM me, PM me, email me, getup@markhayford.com, and I'll get back to you within 24. And guys, listen, if you love the Get Up Power Hour, because, yo, Get Up Army, I salute you, and you know we ain't playing. You know this is the hottest show that's out there for attitude, mindset, positivity, motivation. Ain't no nation like donation, what you want. Like, you know, we go at it hard for lifting each other up and for playing all out. So if you love this show and you're like, bro, I need more than just an hour a week, check it out. I got you. Go find my daily podcast. It's out there on SoundCloud. It's the Get Up Podcast. Every single day at 5 a.m., a new one drops. Doesn't mean you have to tune in at 5 a.m., but it means you have an entire library which is open to you once you follow that. And there are over 230 that are in there. So that could be your commute. It's very organic. If I cough, you hear it. We're not editing anything. It's like we're just in it to win it, man. We're not living in a filter. So that's on SoundCloud.com or an app. It's the Get Up Podcast. Woo, enough of that rah-rah. Let's get into today, man. I hope you guys are doing great. And I just want to say something, because we're heading to the end of January. And this is what I'm seeing from people. I just did a live show, which you are going to get. And guys, I am telling you, listen, I know we got the fans out there, and I know everybody's tuning in every week. And you know you can live stream this global right here, 1520 WCHE, and also at markhayford.com. But I'm going to tell you, I had a very cool experience this past Tuesday night, where it was the first time I got to do a radio show in front of a live crowd. Now listen, I was a pro wrestling ref with the WWE. I've been on live TV. I've spoken at vignettes. I've performed live on stage singing in bands. I speak motivationally and publicly. I'm a DJ. I host. I MC. I've been doing it for 20 years. So I never say you do it all, but I've done a lot, right? I've never done a radio show in front of a live crowd like I did. So I didn't know how that was going to go. And this was over at one of our new sponsors, Timothy's in Lionville. And that was Tuesday night, and I had former NFL player Brandon Noble on. And I'm going to tell you something. We tore the freaking house down, man. We rocked that place from the floor to the ceiling. The crowd was hype. They were vested in for an hour. And that is taped live. We're dropping that next week, which is right before the Super Bowl. And Brandon Noble has a sick story, man. He almost died three times from MRSA, from pulmonary issues in his lungs, and he played for the Niners, the now Super Bowl entering Niners, the Cowboys, the Redskins. So, you know, that's coming up next week. So every show, we're trying to put rock stars on here that are going to change your life. But in saying that, I got to tell you, man, I am getting sick. I'm getting sick because I've had so many conversations with people that came up to me during that show, after the show, in between breaks, and said, you know, I'm dealing with this or adversity and thank you and whatever. And what happened? Like, what happened? Because 30 days ago, everybody, we're going to have a new me. We're having a new decade. We're having a new year. It's going to be 2020. We're stepping into the future. What's changed? Because here's what I want you to understand. If you want to change your life, you got to change your life. You got to be on purpose. You just can't like wish for it and hope for it. Well, that's all good. But you got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to make it happen. And I am sick and tired of watching you play small. I'm sick of watching you sit in the, under this blanket of fear. It is time for you to step into greatness. You're not getting more time. We don't get, this isn't dress rehearsal. We're live. You got to live out loud. You got to live your life, and you got to start walking with some courage. And the only time you get to show courage is when you have fear. When and fear is false evidence appearing real. I've said it so many times on this show, and I got your back. I'm like your cut man in your corner, and I don't do this show because I got nothing else to do on a Thursday afternoon. We come here swinging, and I want you to start swinging, and I want you to start believing in yourself. Whew. All right. Now, I'm done yelling at you with love. Virtual hug. There you go. Get up, Army. I got to pull it back. I do. I know. But I'm just, listen, you don't need a new decade. You don't need a new week. You don't need a new Monday. You don't need a year that starts with a zero. All you need is today. Today could be the first step of your journey, okay? Because success, your goal, climbing that mountain, it's not a microwave, baby. It's a crock pot. So crock pot that. Stay in for the long haul. Get excited about the journey. Embrace it. There's going to be bumps. There's going to be scrapes. You're going to get scars. But guess what? They're unique and they're beautiful and they're yours. So embrace it. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to embrace today here on this Get Up Power Hour. I'm bringing somebody on who is a light trailblazer, okay? And this person, they're going to come up after the first break, but I just want to take a minute and explain who I'm bringing on here and why. So, I record this show live with Kevin, who's working the board today, Kevin. Thank you for being here. You're looking good, baby. All right. Okay. Not really, JK. It's radio. Okay. No, Kevin looks great. Yes, he does. All right. Now, look, you ever go through Chester County, Pennsylvania, and other states as well, where you might see some of these signs, and some of the signs that are out there, they'll say, "You matter." And they'll say, "Don't give up and keep going," and things like that. And you see them at schools. You see them on people's lawns. You see them outside some businesses around, you know, athletic fields and parks. And one day, so I'm the head football coach of Lionville Middle School, and I was driving. And it was one of those days that made me want to, like, you know, punch something. And it was just raw. It was one of, you know, it's the spill the latte on your lap day, right? And I'm driving in the little golf cart for the 87th time back and forth to the school from the shed to do whatever. And I look, and there's a sign there, and it says, one says, "You matter." And then the other one says, "Don't give up." And I thought, well, thank you. I won't. And it was just like a little something, you know? Now, I'm a best-selling author of you know, self-help in that whole industry. My book's at number one in the self-help category, you know? But everybody needs to be reminded. And everybody just needs a little something sometimes just to kind of get them through the day or a moment or something like that. And so I started doing a little investigative, you know, research of my own. And I found out there's a company which ties into what I'm going to tell you about in a second, people, okay? And it's called Don't Give Up Signs. And I believe they're out of Oregon. And the lady who created it, she's a mom. She got her husband and a couple of girls, I believe, and they were noticing in the past couple years, I believe it's 2017, I want to say, when they started that, and they were noticing in their community that suicide rates were going up and depression and things like this and anxiety. So what happened? So this mom and the husband wound up just creating some signs with the girls, and on a rainy Saturday went around town and start sticking some of these signs in people's lawns and you know, just wanted to uplift the community and help them out. And then they started getting a ton of calls from friends going, "Hey, did you know, you know, you're all over?" They started a Facebook page about you, whatever. And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And next thing you know, this becomes a thing. And the Don't Give Up signs are, they're a thing. And schools are buying them, and certain organizations are utilizing them for their causes. And what's really interesting and what was touching was when you listen to this lady who speaks, she was saying that one of the most touching stories for her was someone in her town told her this story. One day she gets a knock on her door. It was like 6:30 a.m. or 7 a.m., you know, something absurd. And I mean, we freak out when the house phone rings, people, right? Right. Like, holy mackerel, someone's coming to your door, like batting down the hatches, right? And she wound up answering the door, and it was this woman who was driving to work, who was just having a tough go. And she said she parked, she saw the sign, and it says, "You matter." And this woman parks the car and cries for 10 minutes in her car and knocked on the door of the lady who had the sign in her yard and just said, "I wanted to say thank you." Lady invited her in. They had coffee or tea or whatever. Now they're like BFFs. And they shared time, they shared a moment, and to this day, these people still talk because that's what it's about. As human beings, we want that connectivity. We want that community. We want to know that somebody cares about us and that we should be cared for, and we should be caring about ourselves and each other. And that's the basic story of don't give up signs. But I was seeing them all over, literally in my backyard around here in Chester County, at the school, like I said, where I'm a football coach. And then something happened, and I don't believe in accidents. I believe in on purpose. I believe in playing on certain frequencies. And, you know, it's not like, oh, that's funny. It's not funny. It was supposed to happen, right? And I was DJing an event, but it was a fundraising event. And at the event, there was this speaker. There was this lady, local to me. And it was not the don't give up signs person, but it's this lady who created this nonprofit organization called A Path to Hope. And I'll be honest, like when I'm DJing an event, it's a speaking event, I'm not so much vested in the speaker and what they're speaking about. I'm your sound. I'm ready to go. I'm watching the crowd. I'm doing that stuff. Like I'm working. You know what I mean? But a lot of the things she was saying, I was picking up like, wow, she has a great message. She has a great story. This is great. So we got to know each other. I reached out to her, and her name is Holly O'Connell. And now Holly is the president and the founder of A Path to Hope. And she's the one who spearheaded all in Chester County, Pennsylvania, and some of these surrounding areas, this nonprofit, A Path to Hope, where now a lot of these signs are being put out everywhere, and it funnels all into the cause of what she has as she's trying to uplift so many, because I don't want to say victim, it's a strong word, but she was definitely affected in her own, you know, bubble of what was happening, and it propelled her to start this. Now, Holly is admittingly not a mental health professional, but she says she is a mental health advocate. So we're going to take a break really quick. And when we come back from this break, I am going to unleash the president and founder of A Path to Hope, Holly O'Connell, out to you guys, the Get Up Army. And I cannot wait to pick her brain, to hear her story, and to hear what she's doing, why she's doing it, how it can affect and help you and yours in a positive way, and what's next. So we are right here on 1520 WCHE. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and we'll be right back. Power Hour, baby, shaking and baking, thugging and bugging right here on 1520 WCHE. Watchy. Yo, it's your boy, Mark Hayford, coming at you like you're drinking out the fire hose, baby. And we are here once again, trailblazing, making things happen. The hottest show, the top show on the radio for your mindset, your attitude, your positivity, your motivation, and we're going to get into it right now. I am so excited. If you were with us before the first break, hey, I was talking about my girl, Holly O'Connell, and Holly, I'm talking about, listen, president and founder, the trailblazer of light for A Path to Hope. Holly, high five.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Holly, you're in the Get Up Power Hour.
I am.
This is too hype, right?
This is pretty cool.
You're in studio. We were just saying you got the headset on. You look like you're a fighter pilot. It's great. We're ready to go.
I am ready.
Well, listen, I've been ready, and there's a lot of people. It's blown. By the way, you coming on has been all over LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook, and you got your whole, like, we got the Get Up Army, and you got the Path to Hope, like, Armada or something's
going.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that means they have to be in boats, right? I don't know. But anyway. That's what Armadas do, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, so this Path to Hope, you definitely are somebody who has made a decision. You pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps, and you have a story. And the way we connected is because I was just saying, I was DJing an event that I saw you as a featured speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I speak a lot, and I see other people who speak a lot. And truth be told, not everyone resonates, and not everyone's everyone's cup of tea, right? But I loved a lot of what you were saying, because you have the message of what this show is and what we do. And a lot of it is like just uplifting other people and just having people play all out. And I think a lot of times that could come from moments of dissatisfaction, discomfort, fear, you know, whatever. So you have a story. Now, first of all, I want to ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind. You went on record as saying you are not a mental health professional, but you are a mental health advocate.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
So I have been a nurse for 26 years.
26 years.
Yeah, don't do the math. No
okay.
math.
So you started really young and you're
I
like
did.
30.
Exactly.
And you were four. So bad at math. Okay.
And I'm going to be honest. I never, in nursing school, mental health, that rotation was not my favorite. Mm. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was never something I was particularly interested in, the subject.
When you say it's not your favorite, was it something that kind of turned you off or made you feel uncomfortable? Or what
it did. I'll be honest with you. I was uncomfortable. And I was the nursing student who they stuck in the intensive care unit at the mental health facility where we did our clinical. And I was terrified.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand it. And it was, I've been a nurse, like I said, but I've been in cardiac care for 26 years. So it just wasn't something that I, was knowledgeable about.
Yeah.
So then, fast forward, 2017, we send our son off to college and we realized that he was struggling. And when I tried
how did you, if I can interrupt and jump in here for a second. So you said, cause everybody struggles.
Exactly.
Right. Everybody struggles. The guy who's working on Wall Street struggles. The guy that's working at the Acme struggling, the kid that's in middle school struggling. So what happened? What were the warning signs or when you noticed that he was struggling, what, if we can get a little specific, what kind of caught your attention and set a bell off?
Well, we just realized that he reached out to us for help, and he, it just was the transition to college and everything. It was like a snowball effect. We noticed changes in his behavior. We noticed he was having difficulty, really just with the day-to-day function. So when he reached out to us to help, we went and picked him up, and we started the process to get him help, and it proved incredibly difficult. It wasn't something like, you have our daughter has a heart arrhythmia. You go to a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. My other daughter has scoliosis. You go to an orthopedic. It wasn't that easy. It was because it's a multifaceted issue. It's not something that you can easily remedy. And then you go to try to find the help, and, you can't find a therapist that takes your insurance, or you can't find a therapist that has an opening for several weeks. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's something I was going to jump in and ask you about, because insurance today, health insurance, is a freaking circus, especially if you're self-employed, like trying to just, find what's right for you and affordable. And I mean, I've heard the horror stories and to an extent, even experienced it myself.
Right.
I mean, it's a whole deal. So you were feeling the brunt of that, trying to deal with something that's a gray area, I guess.
Right. And that could be a whole Mark Hayford Power 4 Hour. I mean, that's just a whole other issue, because insurance, there's all kinds of issues with that, because people do take insurance, but then there's a long wait times. And the professionals that don't take insurance, there's a reason for that, because they don't get the reimbursement and things like that. So that's a whole other topic. But when we – just basic information, when you don't know, do I go to a social worker, a therapist, a psychologist, what are the different avenues that you can take? There's inpatient, there's – there's partial hospitalization. I mean, all these things. So when things settled down for us, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I had complained about this to my friend at work, Carol. And we went out to lunch one day. And
shout out to Carol.
Shout out to Carol.
What's up, Carol?
Now, poor Carol had listened to me for a year complain.
Poor Carol.
Oh, I mean, that's all I did was complain at work. And she's like, enough. So we were at lunch one day. Literally, she looked at me and said, then do something. And
boom!
I swear to God,
bomb.com, Carol, you dropped it.
It was those words. I'm not even lying to you.
Do something.
Just do something. And that's it. I went home. I made a Facebook page. I Googled how to make a website. And that literally is how it started.
Really?
Yeah. I invited a bunch of friends over to my house. I gave a presentation. It was so bad, I couldn't even figure out how to hook up the computer to my TV to do the PowerPoint. So they're all crowded around my little desk in the office. And I gave my spiel. And they're like, and then I was invited to talk at home and school
meeting.
Hold on,
whoa, this is 100 miles an hour, how it just went from like, now first of all, I'm stunned, I mean, not really, but to an extent stunned, on one hand, that you are in the healthcare industry.
Yeah.
And as a healthcare professional, you're frustrated with the healthcare industry.
Right.
Because you couldn't get healthcare. Because, you know, we had Dr. Darren Rodia from Kinetic Physical Therapy on here last week, and we talked about, you know, how if you sprain an ankle, if you break a finger, if you smash your face, okay, then we can fix that. But, you know, when it comes to mental health or issues or anxiety or depression, it's like this taboo thing. It's this gray area, and there's a stigma to it.
Exactly.
And I think that what you're saying is you just decided to just break down the walls and screw the stigma. We got to do something to make it right.
Yeah, exactly, because the more we talk about this, the more people are going to feel comfortable with it, and the more they're going to seek help. Because if you're terrified of the subject, you're not going to raise your hand and say, I need help.
Yeah.
But if you were had crushing chest pain, I'm sure you wouldn't, you know, try to cure that yourself.
Sure.
You're going to go to a professional who could do it. So if you're laying in bed at night and you're having these thoughts spinning in your head, you need to get some help for that. And we need to figure out, you know, ways, even alternative ways to get people the help they need if they can't afford to go to a therapist or they can't find the right professional.
Yeah. Know. Yeah. Well, you said you brought some friends over and you did your first, you know, in-home. I mean, that's how it's, right? Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg started in a dorm room, Steve Jobs in a garage, right? So some of the greatest ideas, they got to start somewhere. And some of the biggest companies got to start somewhere. So when you did this, what was your how long was your presentation? What were some of the nuts and bolts of it? What was it about?
Well, I just did a PowerPoint. I kind of shared our story. I shared how difficult it was for us to find help and how I eventually found the help, and just my advice to other moms on what to do. And that just grew. And they're like, boy, this is really good information. And so I put everything on the website, and I would just keep adding to it. And it was 100 miles an hour. Like, I did, you know, within a couple months, I invited a therapist over, and we did a podcast in my basement on this little tiny microphone I bought at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I talked to her about, you know, what people need to know in crisis. Because during the time that year, from 2017 to 2018, that we were going through everything, as you know, our community of Downingtown had lost 4 beautiful lives to death by suicide. Mm-hmm. And it just made me, I had to do something. I had to reach people and find a way to get people to seek help and talk about this topic so that we could, you know, figure out what was going on. And then that's about the time that I you say everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. This Don't Give Up sign movement popped up on my Facebook feed, and I'm like, oh, I got to be part of this. And to date, we've placed over 150 of those signs in and around Chester County.
Unbelievable.
And when I first put them up, they were all taken down because I was not in the right places. But then I just had people pick them up and put them in their yards because that,
really,
yeah, because that way you're not violating any, you know, zoning laws or whatever. And so, like, I would just put it out there. I have signs. People would meet me places. I would go to Starbucks. Hey, I'll be at Starbucks. I have signs. People would come pick them up. It's amazing. And the feedback I've gotten, I mean, now this is not something, you know, that a lot of people are going to send you feedback on because it's private.
Sure.
A lot of people suffer in silence and it's private, which I get. But I have people call me and say, you know, I just want to let you know my friend saw that sign and she told me how much it meant to her. Or I just had a woman the other day send me a beautiful message on Facebook saying that she, you know, was really struggling. Her family was going through a really difficult time. They had just moved. She was ready to give up. And she said, I literally drove into Starbucks again, and saw Don't Give Up. And she said, that sign pushed me through.
Wow.
And every time
wow.
I would go,
something as simple as a Don't Give Up sign is just sometimes all that someone needs.
Right, right.
It's incredible.
It is. It's, you know, it's a simple gesture, but it's having a big impact. And that just, you have no idea what it means to me to see that it's working, that,
well,
you know, that people
We're going to pull back the layers because we're going to find that out, because I am really interested in kind of going a little deeper into this subject here with you. And we're here with Holly O'Connell, the president and founder of A Path to Hope. We're about to jump off for a quick break and come right back. But I hope, no, I don't hope. I know, Get Up Army, you will be joining us when we come right back after this break. I'm your boy, Mark Hayford. You're on 1520 WCHE. Wachee! Yeah, we're back, baby. It's It's the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford coming at you like a veggie burger when all you ordered was the meatloaf. Meatloaf! Woo! Thursday, January 23rd, 1 to 2 p.m. We're here, 1520 WCHE. Watch you doing the Get Up Power Hour. I am here with Holly O'Connell. She is a stud, and she's the president and founder of A Path to Hope. She had issues within her own household and decided, instead of complaining due to the prodding from Carol, to do something about it. And she started A Path to Hope, which has been touching so many lives out here. Holly, my phone's blown up. I love your story. This is sweet. I got to ask you. So this is to help people. So what I need to understand is, what exactly do you guys do at A Path to Hope? So if I'm like, oh, I should reach out to A Path to Hope, or I go, you know, to the website, what am I going to you for? What are you doing for me, or what's the service? How does it work?
So I like to call it's a one-stop shop of information, anything you would need if you need to find mental health services for yourself or a loved one. So the website is loaded with information. Mm. There's definition of terms. There's literally contact information for local providers. There's insurance information on, you know, just what you need to ask your insurance company. There's podcasts. There's a blog of our stories of what we went through. There's tips on accessing online help, you know, finding a provider online. There's different links to different local agencies that offer help. There's information on support groups, really anything you would need to start your search.
Wow. And again, it is such a, and it's a shame, but it is such a gray area somehow in 2020 still. So I imagine that there's a boatload of different options for people when they go out there, depending on what their specific or what direction they're going in, I should say. Okay. How about this? Now, we don't want names or DNA or social security numbers, but who comes to you for A Path to Hope? Is it parents? Is it grown men athletes? Is it for middle school kids? Like, what is it?
The majority are parents. Okay. You know, really parents who are stuck. They don't know where to turn. So they'll call and ask for guidance. And I do have to say, I do not endorse or refer to any of the people on my website. It's just a starting point. Mm. Because you can waste so much time headed down a path, looking, searching for numbers, and then it's a dead end. So I really just wanted to alleviate all that idle time so that when you do search, it's effective. Like I say, when people are searching for a therapist for their child or their loved one, you want to make it the most productive thing, that first session. So it's positive. So before you even search, think, do you want a male? Do you want a female? Do you want an older person, a younger person? Read their bios online, because you might find that one thing that will make that connection. You know, a lot of times they'll say, I'm an avid runner. I love history. I travel. Anything that can make that connection for that, just to bring up a conversation when you start, that's going to help.
So you pretty much, you're like a, wow. I mean, and this is all on the website.
It is all on the website.
So I feel like you are a Rolodex for the universe for mental health. Like, that's what that is, right? I mean, it sounds like you when I'm hearing what you're saying, right, the metaphor I want to use here is like we're walking through the woods and you're the person who decided to go through the thorn bushes and the trees and create this path and kind of cut down the brush so other people can kind of just walk the trail and not have to do what you did.
It's really funny you say that, because in the presentations I give, this PowerPoint, I have a picture of a path with just debris and rocks and trees down, and that's what it looked like for us. So that was the whole point, was me to clear that path for other people so it's easier, because you're so stressed, you're so scared, you're terrified, you don't know where to go, you don't know where to start. And to have if I had had this, our process would have been so much easier.
Now, you're a nonprofit, but I got to tell you, Holly, this is a $1 million idea. It really is, because people need something like this. People want a guide. It can get confusing. It can get frustrating. Yeah. It can get terrifying. So to just not have to deal with the crap that's out there, because it's not made easy. No. They don't make it easy.
And it's you know, it's scary to think that you're blindly going and putting your child's well-being in the hands of someone you don't know. And there's a perfect example. I was looking for a therapist when my son went back to school in Washington, D.C., Now, think about how many people, when you Google, I mean, don't ever Google, by the way. Go to reputable sites when you start your searches, like Psychology Today, NAMI, all these places. Mm. But I was starting to do my search, and I was trying to find somewhere close to campus, and I find this one. I'm like, oh. So I give him a call. This gentleman answers, oh, can I call you back? It was just kind of odd. I just got a weird vibe, and I did some more research, and nowhere could you find where this gentleman went to school. It said attended a college on multiple different places.
Yeah.
He had an NPI number, a license number. He was listed as a licensed professional, but there was nothing. I mean, I searched. It was like I was determined. Mm-hmm. Then I Googled his address. I wouldn't send my worst. It looked like a crack house. It was like this overgrown, like
Dr.
Like this,
crack.
It was awful. There was like a broken down car and the thing. But I was like, God forbid someone, you know, go to this doctor, quote
hey, Holly,
unquote.
He's a professional. Okay,
he's a professional.
He's doing his thing like a jelly bean.
Professional of what? I'm not sure.
Professional
but.
What? Wow, Dr. Crack, come on in. Okay, so okay, wow. Well, we have. You know, when we talk about so many different options, again, I mentioned him earlier in the program, Dr. Darren Rodia, who's opened up all the kinetic physical therapies out here in Pennsylvania. He's partnered, and one of his other companies are the Sonare Today.
Mm-hmm.
And we
talked.
Okay, so I'm sure they're on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And who is your connection that's there?
So I met and talked to Dr. Lou Bevilacqua when last year I planned a mental health resource fair. Mm-hmm. Came to me at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I called my friends. I'm like, we're going to put on a fair. They're like, yeah, okay, good night. Going back to sleep.
No, I love that. No. That's not some of the greatest ideas.
Yeah.
That's some profound stuff that's gotten me into different positions of life and other people that have had so many successes. Bam, right in the middle of the night.
Right in the middle of the night.
You got to act on it then, right?
And in 4 months, we put on this event. We had 31 providers come in. Dr. Bevilacqua was one of the first ones that I invited. And we had this, he called me, we had this great conversation. And in that conversation, he told me that when he established this practice, they almost called it a very similar name to A Path to Hope.
Unbelievable.
It was something very similar. So it was, you know, one of these things, again, that I was meant to talk to him. And this, you know, we put on this fair. 200 people from our community attended this event. That tells you the need, that how people are desperate for this information.
Well, and Dr. Darren Rodia, he was PT of the year in the entire U.S. in 2015. So he's just not like another guy. Like he, you know, he's real deal. And he puts his approval on Sonare mm-hmm. today and Dr. Lou. I mean, he couldn't
rave
enough. Yeah. So, okay. So let me ask you this. It's how long now are we into A Path to Hope?
So I started this in September of 2018. So
do you remember?
About 18 months. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So 18 months. So in 18 months... I'm sure that you've, and listen, when we're talking, and it's 18 years, I'm
right.
sure you're going to have such a different journey, so many stories, so many, but I'm sure you've heard and seen your share of stuff in 18 months. So in this year and a half, is you're in the infancy, really, of this life-changing thing you created. What surprised you the most, just out of this whole process over the past 18 months?
You know, I think it's how pervasive this epidemic is and how many people are affected. I don't think there's a person I've met in my life that has not been affected to some degree. But with that said, also how many people are still in denial or afraid to seek help.
Wow.
Afraid of this.
Let's talk about this here. And this is where, you know, the Mark Hayford hate mail might come in, but I'm just going to be definitely mm-hmm. honest here. Okay. I remember when I was a kid and, you know, you would, again, we didn't have internet. The world wasn't as small as it was today. We weren't as fast paced and connected and all this other stuff. I don't think I heard of or known or anything ever about a suicide ever. And I remember, you know, reading about it in the paper because at the time, Ozzy Osbourne, you know, all aboard,
mm-hmm.
ha,
yeah.
ha, you know, he like one of his suicide songs and a teenager took his life and there was a lawsuit. And that was like about it. You really didn't hear it. It's almost like common conversation today. It's scary.
Very
it's
scary.
Alarming. I think there's lots of, from doing research and talking to professionals and talking to the kids, because I do so much work in schools and when I do speaking and coaching and dealing with people, and I think there's lots of factors into this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing any commonality of when we're talking, you know, from the anxiety and fear part, and when we start, you know, that gray area where it goes into people taking their own lives, which has just affected so many. What are your thoughts on this? Like, any idea of where this is even starting to stem from? Or,
well, again, not a mental health professional. This is
sure.
just my opinion as
I'm just
a mom.
Asking your opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you look at the data over the last 10 years, the suicide rates over the last 10 years have doubled in that you know 17 to 27 age group.
And 17 to 27,
like, roughly. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but you know you have to also realize the correlation between that and what else has happened over the past 10 years. Social media has exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean I'm not saying that that's cause and effect, but you have to acknowledge that there's something there.
Well, look, when we were kids, if Kevin has a party, and Kevin parties, look at him, he's a partier.
He looks
yes,
like it.
Kevin working the bar. He is a party. He invites you to the party. He doesn't invite me to the party. Now, if this is years ago, pre-social media, pre-Wi-Fi out there, what's that? Yeah. And you go to the party. It's Friday night. I have no idea there's a party. You're at it, whatever. Maybe I hear about it Monday, and then we go on with our days, and it's lunchtime. Now, in 2020... I see Kevin has a party. I see you're at the party. We're all taking selfies with the freaking filters. Everybody's awesome, having the best life ever. And I suck sitting home folding socks.
Exactly.
And I'm a big fat loser.
Right.
And that is the detriment of social media. Now, that's one thing I've heard. Another thing that I've heard, though, the other side of this, when I talk to a lot of kids, I actually, pre-radio show, pre-author, pre-all this stuff, I have a YouTube show, Monday Mornings at Mark Hayford, and I talk to a lot of the rock star kids, the one of the achievers. What I'm hearing from a lot of the kids, according to the kids, again, not a healthcare professional, opinion, talk to people, I interview, that's what I do. And I've heard that a lot of these kids, when they hear, well, social media is the cause, they're kind of like, no, it's not. And it's interesting because they can't both be wrong. They can't
be so
far off. And you know, I liken it to when we were kids. Don't go to the park. There's drugs in the park. There's teenagers in the park. You'll get into a fight in the park. Someone will steal your bike in the park. They drink in the woods in the park. Don't go to the park. I'm like, I just want to go to the freaking park. I just want to swing on the slide, just swing and be on the slide. And I feel like a lot of the kids today look at social media. You know, you got TikTok, you got the Gram, you got Snapchat, whatever. I feel like they're like, it's whatever. So it's social media.
It's
like, who
their
cares?
Life.
It's
they,
their life.
They don't know anything different.
They don't know anything different. So I don't know. I see that there's positives in the social media, and I also see how there can be so many issues, like we're talking about, if it's used the wrong way.
Yeah. I think so many things have changed. I mean, you talk about when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, you look back, and I remember the athletes that, you know, were in high school. They were varsity sport athletes, but they weren't on four different travel teams, and they weren't, you know, traveling to different states. It's just, I think the pressure of everything has increased. And I'm, like I said, I'm not bashing it. I think it's great for some kids. That's, you know, but I'm just saying, I think the pressure from school and sports and socially, like everything
ding,
is
ding,
just,
freaking ding. Holly O'Connell. Can we get like really, really disgusting, just real here? Because I have not talked about this on air at all. And I'm not saying names, I'm not saying whatever. But over the past, I'd say 2 to 3 years, there are several times that I've been called in. And this is heavy. I'm serious. I've never talked about this before. There's people that have reached out to me and said, Mark, can you come to my house right now? Can you talk to my daughter? Can you talk to my son? Because we have a potential suicide. They didn't call 911. They didn't call the police. They called me. Now, why they called me, I don't know. But I would go, and I would talk, and I connect a lot with kids. And praise God, they're all still here. But the commonality of what I've heard, you just hit it on the like a freaking hammer right on the nail, was the two top things. And this is I'm telling you, this program is going to ruffle feathers. The two top stressors that these kids have in their lives, according to the kids that I spoke to, being very careful with my words, stress from school and the stress from parents. For them to overachieve. And that's where we all got to stop and look at ourselves in the mirror as parents and as a society and as educators and being the education system. Like, what are we doing? How can we make it better? How can we come together? Now, I'm sure that's not everyone. And clearly you've seen and heard more on the mental health side than I have, because this is what you do. But we got to fix things. And you're somebody who is definitely making strides and taking the effort and your time and your resources to do that. And this is impressive to have you in here to make this happen. We're gonna take a break really quick. But when we come back, I got a couple deep questions for you, Holly O'Connell. Oh, yeah. We're getting raw here on the Get Up Power Hour. Get Up Army, don't go anywhere. You're listening to 1520 WCHE. Watch. Baby, coming at you like red ink on your test paper. I'm Mark Hayford. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour right here, 1520 WCHE. Yo, we are talking with Holly O'Connell, president, founder of A Path to Hope. Holly, my phone's blowing up. People are saying, speak truth. People are saying, folding socks made me chuckle. People are saying, thebomb.com equals Holly. So,
hey, I'll take that.
Yeah, now, and we're talking some, we got some tough talk going on here. We're talking real, it's getting raw. And it might make people uncomfortable, but it's not a comfortable subject. Do you want to be comfortable or do you want to make progress, right?
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, so what were you saying to me on the break? We're just talking about how these kids are under so much stress and pressure and whatever, and you said what I was thinking, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, a lot of, you know, I've noticed that there's been a lot of parents that have contacted me and their kids are going off to college and they have to come home. It's just, they can't handle it. And you think about these kids are, they're committed from, they wake up in the morning, they go to school, they go to practice, they come home, they SAT prep, more practice, whatever they need.
From dark to
from
dark.
From dark to dark. And then we send them off to college and figure it out.
And figure freaking out. You're 17. You have to ask permission to go to the bathroom since you were in kindergarten. And now we're going to expect you to make a six-figure life-changing idea. Do you want to be a fireman? Do you want to be a marine biologist? Do you want to be a, you know, do you want to go to the military? Or do you want to, you know, do you want to do radiation? Do you want to, I don't know. I want to play guitar. Right. I want to Fortnite. Like, I mean, you can't take these kids that are at a certain age. I'm yelling at you. I don't mean to.
Jeez.
It's with love. But that's what we're doing to these kids in society. You know, like, okay, you're not, oh God, you're not going to college. What are you going to do with your life? But you know what? I know people that are 50 that are trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life, and they're doing it. They're living. That's what they're going to do with their life.
And I'm not saying every, you know, there are plenty of kids that go and they're functioning, they're perfectly fine. But
sure.
But there are you know, red flags that people should look out for the kid that may need that gap year, that may need that semester to just kind of figure things out. So
I am so happy that you're saying this right now, because this is not a one size fits all.
It's not. No. And you know, this year in this resource fair that we're having, I decided I need to tackle that part as well. So we're having a whole group of resources for kids that four-year option might not be for them. We have City Year, like Volunteer Corps. We have the Automotive Institute coming. We have apprenticeship options. We have all kinds of the CCIU and their technical high schools, all kinds of options for kids that, you know what, that four-year option might not be for me or might not be for me right now.
Mm.
So that people can, you know, find different alternatives and ease into that transition.
And we're going to, when this show's done in a few minutes here, I want to hear about when and where this fair is and all that. But you've been saying that that people have been reaching out to you directly. You don't have to get specific, but I'm going to leave it open here just between you and the Get Up Army. So what kind of calls do you get, or what, you know, what requests have you had and heard?
I get a lot of calls of, you know, I'm really worried about my child. There's been a big change in their behavior. They're not getting out of bed. I don't know where to start. And the most difficult ones are, we've tried X, Y, and Z, and it's not working. And or my child refuses to go to therapy. Or I don't know what else to do. And that's kind of, that might be a little bit outside of my scope. So, but I can refer them to, have you tried this? Have you tried that? But people should always, obviously, always start with their doctor, their family doctor.
Yeah.
But, and it's hard. If we're not getting to the root of these issues early enough, you have to get before that eight ball goes haywire. You know, you have we need to start these conversations when these kids are young. Like I say a lot when I give a talk, I say, we'd sit around the dinner table from the time, you know, we always tried to have dinner together, and we'd sit around the dinner table and say, what was the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? I never, ever thought to say, what scared you today? What worried you today? Are you sleeping okay?
Wow.
I never thought to say, and if I had, maybe some of these, you know, maybe I could have avoided a lot of heartache for my son or my, you know, our family. But I never thought to think that, or never thought to articulate that. And I think people need to open up this conversation early and get these younger kids the vocabulary they need to articulate what they're feeling. You know, what is depression? What is anxiety? Or we used to say your heart alarm is going off, like when you were anxious. We used to call it your heart alarm. Like, you know, so kids can start thinking about or giving them tools before they go to sleep. Shut the damn social media off. Yeah. Shut the TV off. Don't have a TV in their room or computer so that they can have that time for their brain to just chill out before they go to bed.
Well, again, a whole nother show in time. We don't have the time. But like, I'm big on vision boarding. And you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And I think about envisioning your success. And we don't. We scroll and we play this and we watch this and we listen to that. And it's all negative, negative, negative. And then your subconscious mind just feasting on that versus like focusing on what you do want, you know. And I think that's a whole nother. I do that in seminars. But I got to ask you. What are the, because you mentioned this before, three gifts that come from your personal situation. You mentioned you have three gifts. What are they?
So these are so precious to me. The gift that my son reached out to us in his own way for help. The gift that I recognized that as a cry for help. And the gift that we were able to get him the help he needed. It was not pretty. It was rough. It was a long haul. But we did. And he's doing great today.
Wow. And, praise God. That is so great to hear.
And I don't take that lightly. And, you know, I know other people have situations that may be perceived as worse than ours. But to us, it was the most devastating time in our lives. Yeah.
Your situation is your situation.
Right. And as a mom, I would never take that for granted. So I take that gift and I'm going to pass it forward because
that's
amazing. I want to help other people to...
That's amazing.
That.
I love that. And it looks like you brought a gift for me. Speaking of gifts, what's in the bag, baby?
There you go.
Now, normally, when I said this to you, when people come here, the only thing they give me is a hard time. But you brought a purple bag. But what is this? This is a Path to Hope bag. I love this.
And it's got
a Path to Hope's mission services. It has your email on here, hollyoconnell@apathtohope.org with the number. We got, what is this? Who's this guy?
So this is Louie. Louie is a puppy dog.
A stuffed puppy dog, not a real puppy dog.
So early on in our, you know, in our trying to help Jack, I had this great idea when I didn't know where to help him. So I'm like, I'm going to get a puppy. That solves everything. And I went out and I brought home Louie Theodore, and he has been awesome. Louie has just been the best thing that's happened to our family. And he came at the right time. He waited for me. He was the last one in the litter. And he'll be at the fair. He's going
to
make an appearance.
You're bringing Louie to the fair?
Oh, Louie comes,
does
yes.
Does Louie bite?
Louie does, no. Louie
does
licks.
Does Louie pee where he's not supposed to, like
no,
my dog?
No,
okay.
He does not.
This is great. Thank you so much. We got a shirt here. We got all your information. I got, what do you call these little bands? Wristbands? It's a wristband thing.
Yeah, what do you call them? I don't know.
Well, we're going to blow this up on social media. We're going to be holding Louie in the picture for my Facebook, LinkedIn, and Insta and all that. Hey, before we let you go here, let me ask you this. Are you looking to expand A Path to Hope outside of this immediate area? Are you looking, like, is there a big vision? What's the end game?
My end game is one day at a time. I just go one day at a time. I'm taking it where it leads me, and, you know, I don't know.
Are you open to this becoming bigger than local?
Because the core of all the information that's on my website is universal. I mean, it's the information that people could use. The only thing that would have to be tweaked is the local providers, the local resources. But everything else on there, people can. I have an awesome PowerPoint with audio on my website about how to send your child off to college who has a mental health concern.
I love this.
So, you know, how to access help there and how to, you know, what you should know about your individual college. It's really informative. So.
And finally, if people want to find A Path to Hope or you, how can they access? Where do they go?
It's apathtohope.org. Hopefully it'll come right up on your search engine. You mentioned I'm on Facebook at A Path to Hope. I'm on Twitter, A Path to Hope 1. You've mentioned my emails on the website. Anything you need to know to contact me.
Okay, and this fair? mental health, wellness fair is on March 7th.
March 7th at Lionville Middle School.
Lionville Middle School.
From 12 to 4.
All right. And we are out of time. And Holly, I want to thank you so much for coming on here, taking your time, and sharing your gift with everybody out here.
Thank you.
Yo, Get Up Army. Want you to play all out, baby, whether it's taking that first step out of bed or it's smashing through your glass ceiling. Let's go get it. Let's play all out. I'll see you next Thursday, pre-Super Bowl, with former NFL player Brandon Noble. That's it, baby. The Get Up Power Hour's wrapping. I'm your host, Mark Kayford, and you've been listening to 1520 WCHE. What you do?